Hello, everybody. It's George here. Today, I'm experiencing some difficulty with iTunes. No surprise, I tend to run into this every once in a while. I think it and I butt heads often. But this one's particularly deep. I recently updated iTunes to, I think it's 11.1.4. Michelle's got the info. We're both having to do this because she's had to research for me, and there's been some problems with it. I downloaded the program, installed it, and then my computer came up with several components that were either not there, so it couldn't find such and such components, so it couldn't start, etc. And there was a default OK button, you know, when these kind of dialog boxes come up. So I'd hit OK, and then it would proceed to give me either that same one again or some other dialog connected to it that something couldn't... Basically, it was telling me that these components couldn't run. I tried repairing it, all to no avail, and I mean, it's insistent. You cannot use the computer without being driven to distraction without these stupid dialog boxes popping up from time to time. Well, not from time to time, but continuously. As soon as you close one, another pops up. Or the same one. It's in an infinite loop trying to restart. So, I tried repairing it. That did not work. Like from program control panel and then add, remove programs and repair. I'm running, for your information, I'm running Windows XP with this. It's, of course, 32-bit. But... there's been some research to indicate that this latest version is somewhat problematic. And so I've gone ahead with the uninstall, and Michelle came up with some further research from the Apple support community themselves that says it's a real mess. Several people are having trouble with DLLs not running right and annoyances like that. So what they recommend is uninstalling iTunes, then uninstalling also some of the related components. I've just gone ahead and uninstalled everything with Apple on it. And then to download a fresh copy of iTunes, which I'm now doing, and to run that new copy as administrator. Once it's downloaded, you right-click on it and, yes, run it as administrator. So I'm hoping that that will work out. I'm hoping this will get rid of the problem. It's frustrating. I guess it's Apple meets PC grudgingly. I sort of think of it that way from time to time. Anyway. I'm going to go ahead with that, pause this recording for now, and once I'm closer to the actual finish of it, we'll see how we go.
Pause recording.
Okay, the download is finished. I've renamed the file. Of course, it's iTunes setup, but I've also put the date on it for today's date. And actually, I'm going to double check it's the right size.
iTunes setup February 30, 2014. iTunes installer Apple Incorporated. 8:15. Description: iTunes installer company Apple Incorporated. File version 11.1.4.62, date created 2/13/2014,
yeah.
11/23, and size 131 MB.
Okay, good. That's good. So now I'm going to run as administrator, if I can get a hold of that. I've never done that before, so I don't know if it makes a huge difference, but we're going to try it.
Context menu.
Okay.
Open O, run as, a dialog.
I guess that's the way.
Scan with Viper, send to and pull down. Cut T.
Nope.
Run as. A dialogue.
Run as a dialog.
Menu closed. Cancel button. Dialog open file security warning. Do you want to run this file? Name iTunes setup February 13, 2014. X publisher Apple Incorporated. Type application from C documents and settings. George might always ask before opening this file.
Nah.
Link well files from the link iTunes setup February 13, 2014. X.
It's not giving me the administrator option. See if I can sort that out. Hang on a moment.
Recording.
Unexpected. I can't find the administrator aspect, so we'll do this again. I'll just skip through the redundancies, but we're going to run it.
Menu closed. Cancel button. Dialog open file security warning. Do you want to run this file?
Absolutely.
Run our button. Space. Current user USER George C. Radio button check when dialogue run as.
Oh, here we go. Just a moment. Let's see what we got here.
Protect my computer and data room and authorize program activity. This option can prevent computer viruses from harming your computer or personal data, but selecting it might cause the program to function improperly. P checkbox checked. Username U0 of 2 compo edit box. George 1 of 2. Map certificate 2 of 2. Map certificate 2 of George 1 of 2.
Okay, well, yeah.
Password P secure edit box. OK button. Cancel the following user app radio button check 2 of 2. Current user USER George C radio button check 1 of 1.
Okay, that should be as close as I get to administrator.
Protect my computer and data room and authorize program activity. This option can prevent computer viruses from OK button.
We'll just go okay.
Downloads. iTunes 7 February 13, 2014. iTunes Installer Apple Incorporated. List UAs of 50.
Okay, so why are you doing nothing?
Window Eyes. Apple Canada iTunes Downloads. Window Eyes. Apple Canada iTunes Download iTunes. Thank you, Windows Internet Explorer.
Oh, boy. Download. I don't think it did a thing.
Context menu. Open up, run, scan with black, run as, menu closed. Cancel button. Dialog open file security warning. Do you want to run this file? Name iTunes, set up, run
yep.
Our page.
Okay,
current
we'll do this
user
again.
USER George C radio button check 1 of 1.
That's
dialogue,
all I got.
As. Protect my computer and OK button. Downloads. iTunes 7 February 13, 2014. iTunes Installer Apple Incorporated. List UAs of 15.
Hmm. This is really annoying. Okay. I know that thing said to run as administrator, but I can't seem to be able to do that, so I think I might have to just run it. We'll just do it like this. Enter on it.
Cancel button. Dialog open file security warning. Do you want to run this file?
Yes.
Run our button. Custom control.
We got something stirring in there.
Custom control. Dialog Windows installer.
Okay.
Next 10 button dialog iTunes. Welcome to iTunes. iTunes is the easiest way to enjoy your favorite music, movies, TV shows, and more on your PC. iTunes includes the iTunes Store, where you can download everything you need to
okay.
be entertained. Your purchases are stored in iCloud and are available on your devices at
yep.
no additional cost. iTunes now includes iTunes Radio, a great new way to discover music. Choose from over 250 stations or start a new one from your favorite artist or song.
Okay.
Enjoy iTunes Radio ad-free once you subscribe. Cancel button. Next 10 button. Cancel button.
I don't know what all that is. But I suspect it's just... I gotta figure that out. I'm just gonna say next.
Space. Yes, Y button. Dialog iTunes, are you sure you want to cancel iTunes installation?
No, I do not want
to
cancel.
Yes, Y button. No end button. No end button. Cancel button. Dialog iTunes, welcome to iTunes. iTunes is the easiest way to enjoy your favorite music, movies, TV shows, and more on your PC. iTunes includes the iTunes Store, where you can download everything you need to be entertained. Your purchases are stored in iCloud and are available on your devices at no additional cost. iTunes now includes iTunes Radio, a great new way to discover music. Choose from over 250 stations or start a new one from your favorite artist or song. Enjoy iTunes Radio ad-free once you subscribe to iTunes Match.
Hmm.
To get started installing iTunes, click Next. 11.1.4.62 back Next 10 button default cancel button. Next 10 button.
Yes,
space.
Next.
Add iTunes shortcut to my desktop checkbox check.
Yep.
Dialog iTunes. Use iTunes as the default layer for audio files checkbox check.
No.
Space. Uncheck use iTunes as the default
I've
layer
got other
for
players.
Audio files checkbox. Automatically open iTunes and other Apple software checkbox check.
Yes.
Default iTunes language English United States combo box 10 of 34.
Mm-hmm.
Install our
technically
button.
It's Canadian in my case, but it's the same language.
Back B button. Cancel button. Change. Back B. Install our button.
Install.
Cancel button. Dialog iTunes all your music. All in one place. Import
and
your
away it goes.
CDs with just one click. Add new favorites, day or night, from the iTunes store. Enjoy your collection everywhere with iPod, iPhone, and iPad. Sends processing additional packages. Back button disabled. Next.